be glad in it. We're certainly grateful for God sustaining us and keeping us. And we thank God for this day that he's allowed us to see. It's about a minute before we get started, but we do want to just pray and thank God for each of you and how much we appreciate all that he's doing in our lives, all that he's done and all that he will do. For the word of the Lord decrees that eyes haven't seen nor ears heard, neither have there entered into the heart of men the things that God has prepared for those who love him. And so can you believe we are almost through December? Here it is, the 13th day of December, and you are still here. You're still saved, and you're yet moving on. And so we praise God for how he's watched over us, how he's looked beyond our faults, how he's given us another chance, and how he sustains us in the midst of our faults and our failures, our shortcomings. I tell you, we serve an awesome God. We thank him for his mercy, for the Bible reminds us that morning by morning, new mercies we see. So we have a lot to be thankful for, and we have an awesome God that's ordering our steps and leading us in the way in which he would have us to go. As a matter of fact, he's omnipotent, he's omniscient, and he's omnipresent. And so God is working on our case, even when we don't get a sense of him moving in our lives, or we feel like he's moving too slow, or it's not going at the speed that we think it ought to be going. But know this, that you can always count on God. His promises are sure. His satisfaction is guaranteed. And if God said he would do a thing, then guess what? That's right, it shall come to pass. There's a word that I want to share with you today. It's going to be a brief devotional. But this past month now, the last couple of Sundays, we've been talking about the blessings and understanding how important it is for us to realize that we're bought with a price, that God has blessed us to be a blessing, and that we're already blessed, and that with those blessings, many times, we don't anticipate the burden that comes with the blessing. But you know, we have to be mindful of the fact that even in the midst of everything that we might experience before we get to where God is yet leading us, his hand is upon us. And Paul put it this way in Romans. He said, all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are the called according to his purpose. And so we have to trust the timing of God in our situations and in our circumstances, even when it doesn't look like where God is yet leading us to. Many times, as we said on Sunday, you have to press through it. You have to go through it. You have to go through some things. You have to go through some difficulties, some trials. You have to press through it in order to get to it. And so when we get to where God would have us to be, we shall come forth as pure gold. And the very thing that oftentimes we don't want to experience, the very heartache or the pain or the frustration or the trial that we have to endure, many times, I believe, is the very thing that shapes us and prepares us for what yet lies ahead. Because, you know, God is not through blessing us. Blessings are yet in store. Blessings are on the way, and blessings will overtake us as we move forward in obedience to the things of God. And so we're blessed in the city, and we're blessed in the field. We're blessed early in the morning, and we're blessed at noonday. And guess what? You're blessed even late at night. So you're blessed to be a blessing. But here's what I want to share with you as I was looking at the Old Testament book of Habakkuk. Yeah, Habakkuk. Many of you are familiar with this second chapter. I'm going to read a couple of verses from that second chapter of that Old Testament book and just challenge you and just to pull back and take time to reflect on how you're going to prepare for the blessings that's yet in store. I know we're blessed to be a blessing. We're already blessed, but there are still blessings that God yet has in store for us, even as we perch ourselves to move forward into the new year. Here's what it says in the second chapter of Habakkuk. He says, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. And then verse number two, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. For the vision, here it is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it surely will come. It will not tarry. Wow, that's powerful, isn't it? And you know, many times we have to anticipate and we have to prepare and make room, as we talked about a couple of months ago, make room for the harvest that God has in store for us. And I think all too often we get into a habit of not preparing for what lies ahead because we're dealing with so much of what we have to deal with in the right now. But you know, the problem that we are faced with, the situation that we're trying to overcome, I believe oftentimes God has already moved past that and he's gone on down the road and he's opening up another door for us because he knows that we're going to come through that because he's got us. And if we stay there too long, it's not because of anything that God is doing. It's because we're not ready to advance and accept and be accountable for what he has in store for us. And so God has already prepared blessings for us, but we have to be prepared to receive them. And so here it is, as we prepare to close out this year, Habakkuk reminds us to write the vision, to make it plain. In other words, he's telling us that we need to set forth a blueprint or have some form of idea in terms of how we are going to be ready to receive what God has in store. Because if we write it, we make it plain, God has already said he would bless. God has already said he would prepare. So we have to set things in motion. We have to prepare for that which God has already promised. And God is not like man that he should lie, for his promises are sure and his satisfaction is guaranteed. True enough, now, there will be burdens, there will be troubles, the enemy is ever present, but God is working on our case because he's omnipotent, he's omniscient, and he's omnipresent. And so he's already ahead of us, and he's already prepared the way. So how then do I make room for what God yet has in store? Well, Habakkuk says that as believers, we need to make sure that we're clear in terms of vision, that we're clear in terms of what it is that we need to ready ourselves for. We shouldn't be stagnant. We shouldn't just sit back in splendor isolation and not be on the move, not be active in our participation in that which God has in store for us. And so through Habakkuk, God furnishes, here it is, some instructions for vision, divine vision for us all. Why are you telling us about that today? Because, you know, here it is, almost the close of the year, and many times we wait till we get to January 1 or December the 31st before we start trying to put in motion what we would like to see done in our lives and start getting ourselves positioned for what we are going to try and do. But we should write down the vision. So I want to encourage somebody, as we read from Habakkuk, this second chapter, I focus primarily on verses 2 through 3 of Habakkuk. We should write the vision. You should put pen to paper and just write down what it is you are anticipating, what it is you are expecting, what it is you are hearing God say to you, and what it is you believe that God would have for you to accomplish, and how he would want you to be accountable and actively involved in the kingdom building process. And then he goes on to say, write the vision, make it plain, distribute it. You should distribute it to the people. In other words, it should be something tangible that people are able to digest and people are able to see. and people are able to respond to when you prepare to move forward. And many times it might not be a group of people that you are preparing vision for, but it could be just for you. And so it's a reminder of what you have asked God to do in your life, because when that time does come, you want to truly identify and recognize that in your spirit and say, this got to be God. Because you remember when you prayed about something and you almost had forgotten about it, and then God showed up, not in your time, but he showed up in the nick of time, and he made a way somehow, and then it became fresh in your mind and in your spirit that's nobody but God. So we got to write the vision, we got to make it plain, and then we got to act on it. Faith without works is dead. We got to continue to pursue divine direction from God. We have to be obedient to the things of God. And then we have to select the time. It's for a selected time in the future. So we ought not grow weary in well-doing. Many times we want to give up and throw in the towel and walk away from that which God has promised because we are not ready. But God is yet ready in us for what he yet has in store for us. And sometimes you have to go through the fire. You have to go through a situation. You have to go through something to help get you ready for what he already has in store. And so it should not be discarded. Now, if you prayed and you've asked God to do something in your life and it hadn't happened in your timetable, we know that God is an on-time God. Yes, he is. Somebody say, yes, he is. He may not come when you want him to, but I believe I have about 15 witnesses out there today who knows that he's always right on time. So trust the timing of God. And so don't discard that vision. Write the vision, make it plain, set things in motion, be prepared for the blessing that God has in store. Don't wait till the first of the year. Don't wait till December the 31st. But go ahead and set in motion, because we're blessed to be a blessing. We're already blessed, but we have to prepare for the blessings that yet lies ahead. Well, that's the thought for today. That's our word of encouragement, and we hope and pray that it will help you in some form or fashion to know that God is counting on you to be prepared for what he has in store. And even though it might take some time to get there, it's not in your timetable, but it's in God's timing. When he sees fit that you're ready for what he has in store, he will release it and you'll be ready to receive it. That's the word for today. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we bless you and we honor you and we thank you now for this day. We do thank you for this word found in Habakkuk, the second chapter, that speaks to us about preparing for what yet lies ahead. Help us, O God, to not grow weary in well-doing, for you said in your word that in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Help us to be consistent and intentional about writing the vision, making it plain, and helping us to understand that it's for an appointed time and that we should not give up or discard the vision, for it will not fail. It will come to pass. And so we love you and we honor you and we thank you now for being our God. We thank you for we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we're already blessed and that we're blessed to be a blessing. And so now, God, help us to set things in motion for the blessings that are yet in store. So we give you praise in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen. Let me give you the playback number. We're on two different platforms today. But for those of you who want to hear the message by playback, it's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And look, on this 13th day of December, I certainly hope that you have a fantastic day. And don't forget now to keep your spiritual antennas up, because I believe God is going to position you to be a blessing to somebody else, or speak a word, or maybe even a smile, a kind gesture to let others know that their situation is going to work out. Because people are struggling. People are going through so many issues, so many hurts, so many pains. And so God has placed us in the world to be instruments of his goodness and his mercy, and to let others see the light of God in us so that they might have hope to see it through. So you be encouraged today, and until next time, you be blessed.